afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. And, of course, will be joining me soon is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. And today, lots had happened in this past week. Probably the most notable one is the speech by Ahmadinejad at Columbia. A speech the following day at the United Nations. Now, we'll be discussing that. I'm sure, you know, we're about a week behind. And let's see. Looks like we probably might have had some problems with the sound already. Okay, I'm told that we are starting to break up. You know, it's amazing. We've been on this thing for about 3 hours and no problems. Now I'm told that we have a problem. But let's see. Let's bring Mark and we'll chat a little bit and we'll see if we have to go into a different sound system. Mark, are you on?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So, you know, if we have a problem with sound on this thing, then for sure I know that somebody is missing with this thing, because I've camped today for like 3 hours and no problems. Sound was okay. I've talked to several people and there was no problems. So am I breaking up or am I you hear me okay?
You're breaking up a little bit, but it's not nearly as bad as it has in weeks past.
Okay. Well, let's continue. And if you see me breaking up and no one can hear me, then I guess you can step in as you have always done. Mark, we're going to discuss a few things I want to concentrate on. Is the Ahmadinejad visit to Columbia University and what the president of Columbia University, Lee Bollinger, had done. And I have a sound clip in a minute that we're going to play, and we'll get other people's reaction to it. Of course, you know, we're going to have a break coming up in a couple of minutes now. Tell me your thoughts about that visit, Mark.
Well, as I said earlier this week when I filled in for Mike Piper, you know, this is almost surreal, the fact that we live, you know, we're told every day that we live in this free country and we have all of these rights, and, you know, this is the best product of the Enlightenment that has ever been produced. And yet you have all of these people in New York basically acting like a bunch of overindulged, spoiled teenagers. And then, you know, to make it worse, you have the president of what is considered to be a prestigious university getting up there and lecturing a world leader, and using for the basis of this lecture is a bunch of propaganda that has already been disproven. And so, you know, it's just, I'm still shaking my head in bewilderment over this whole thing. It really is, it's like something out of a cartoon strip, to be honest, Hisham.
You know, I have listened to it, and it is amazing. This man talked, Lee Bollinger, the president of Columbia University. It's like he was the president of Tel Aviv University, because he did not even mention anything about the United States. Everything he mentioned was the Holocaust, and Israel, etc., etc. Well, I hear the music, and we have a break coming up. So after the break, we will play that little audio piece that we have. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are discussing the visit by the Iranian President Ahmadinejad, and where the president of Columbia University, Lee Ballinger, actually disgraced himself by criticizing and insulting the person that he invited. You know, it's like you invite someone to your house. You see, the old world, and I'm sure a lot of people in the United States still have these great moral values, that when you invite somebody to your house, you respect him. It doesn't matter who he is. He could be your enemy, but he is in your house, and you should respect him. People in the Muslim world, in the older cultures understand that a guest in your house is protected, but apparently that is not in Lee Ballinger's book. I'm going to play a soundbite now of what Lee Ballinger had said about Ahmadinejad. So we'll do that.
Did you drop him? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, once again, surprise, surprise. We are having trouble with our good friend Hashem. People would probably accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist for thinking that something deliberate was going on here, but after all, this is the freest country in the world, and there's no organized plan afoot to squelch out our right to free speech and all the rest of that. So I guess this is just a technical glitch that just accidentally keeps happening every week, week after week. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as our good friend Hashem was saying before he wandered off into the wild blue yonder of cyberspace, this whole event, and I certainly don't want to be repeating myself, the things that I said earlier this week on Mike Piper show, but this whole event with Ahmadinejad being here and the way that he was treated, really, if you have to reduce it to its irreducible minimum, the best word, in my opinion, that describes this whole thing is juvenile. You know, I'm only 40 years old, so I'm not as politically experienced as maybe some people are. I started paying attention to politics around the time that I got married. But I can remember, that there was a period in our country's history where even our enemies were dealt with in a certain mood of decorum. You know, I mean, you expect your leaders, whether they're your political leaders or whether they are the presidents of universities, you expect them to carry themselves with a certain amount of dignity and respect. You know, this was one of the points that Hashem was making before we lost contact with him. I can remember hearing Ronald Reagan when he met with Gorbachev. Right, the president of the evil empire. Supposedly, the Soviet Union was the most serious threat that civilization had ever faced. And I can remember Reagan telling President Gorbachev, saying, "Tear down this wall." But there was always respect, ladies and gentlemen. There was always decorum. You didn't have our leaders, whether they were our political leaders or our academic leaders, behaving like a bunch of spoiled children. And that basically is how this whole event was dealt with this past week, particularly with this professor of this university.
Okay.
Him getting up there and pontificating in the way that he was, lecturing this world leader. And as I said, doing all of it using information that has already been debunked. Anybody who has followed the saga with the president of Iran knows that the quotes that he made concerning the Holocaust, the quotes that he made concerning Israel, that these things were taken completely out of context. And yet, this president, this man who is in charge of one of our higher institutions of higher learning, he basically allowed himself to be used like one of these tabloid newspapers that you see in the checkout lane in perpetuating these lies that were told about the president of Iran some months ago. Now, the thing is this, ladies and gentlemen. You see, you and I and everybody else out here, the little people, we don't have the ability to affect policy or to make decisions that are going to change things in a big way. Okay, we are not the intelligentsia. Yeah, somebody's calling me.
Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
Okay. Well, let me finish my thought, me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, these people are supposed to be the brains of the country. Whether it's the government, whether it's academia, they're supposed to be the ones making decisions that are going to lead to policy, policies such as war and peace and things like this. And so when you have this president of this university, and make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, he is not the only one, okay? If it were at any other university that Ahmadinejad went to speak at, we can pretty much assume that he would have gotten the same treatment, because all of these people, you see, these people have become poodles. They have become politicians. Instead of being led by principle, instead they are willing to bend over backwards in order to appease the Jewish lobby. And that is what took place this week. And, you know, it may sound like I'm making a bigger deal over this than what is warranted, but you have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we got into this mess in Iraq in the first place. You had demagogues going out there, spewing out a bunch of lies about A, B, and C, and now we find ourselves in the middle of a horrible mess. And now they're in the process of doing it again. Oh. And so, Hisham, are you there?
Very good. Yes, I'm here. And good point, Mark. I'm going to go ahead and try this again and play the sound bite, and then we'll comment on it when we get back. There we go.
At the beginning, Mr. President, you exhibit all the signs of a petty and cruel dictator. And so I ask you. Why have women, members of the Baha'i faith, homosexuals, and so many of our academic colleagues become targets of persecution in your country? Why, in a letter last week to the Secretary General of the UN, did Akbar Ghanji, Iran's leading political dissident, and over 300 public intellectuals, writers, and Nobel laureates express such grave concern that your inflamed dispute with the West is distracting the world's attention from the intolerable conditions in your regime within Iran, in particular the use of the press law to ban writers for criticizing the ruling system? Why are you so afraid of Iranian citizens expressing their opinions for change? In our country, you are interviewed by our press and asked to speak here today. And while my colleagues at the law school, Michael Dorf, one of my colleagues, spoke to Radio Free Europe, viewers in Iran a short while ago on the tenets of freedom of speech in this country, I propose further that you let me lead a delegation of students and faculty from Columbia to address your universities about free speech with the same freedom we afford you today. Secondly, the denial of the Holocaust. In a December 2005 state television broadcast, you described the Holocaust as a fabricated legend. 1 year later, you held a two-day conference of Holocaust deniers. For the illiterate and ignorant, this is dangerous propaganda. When you come to a place like this, this makes you quite simply ridiculous. You are either brazenly provocative or astonishingly uneducated. You should know, please. You should know that Columbia is the world center of Jewish studies, is a world center, and now in partnership with the Ivo Institute of Holocaust Studies. Since the 1930s, we've provided an intellectual home for countless Holocaust refugees and survivors and their children and grandchildren. The truth is that the Holocaust is the most documented event in human history. Because of this and for many other reasons, your absurd comments about the debate over the Holocaust both defy historical truth and make all of us who continue to fear humanity's capacity for evil shudder at the closure of memory, which is always virtue's first line of defense. Will you cease this outrage? The destruction of Israel. 12 days ago, you said that the state of Israel cannot continue its life. This echoed a number of inflammatory statements you have delivered in the past 2 years, including in October 2005 when you said that Israel should be wiped off the map, quote-unquote. Columbia has over 800 alumni currently living in Israel. As an institution, we have deep ties with our colleagues there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue after the break. Interesting. We'll be right back.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And someone just gave me a great idea. My producer in the studio asked me, is Columbia University really a Holocaust Research Center? Well, what I heard him say is that it is a world center for Jewish studies. And if we take that as people who are studying Jewish matters, then the Holocaust would be something that will be studied at this university. And that's exactly what Ahmadinejad is being saying. Look, if the Holocaust happened, which he's not, by the way, rejecting that it did happen or took place, he's just saying, okay, we have people in Europe in jail for questioning facts about the Holocaust. He's saying that the Palestinians are having to pay a huge price for this Holocaust. What is wrong with studying the Holocaust? Mark, you still with me?
Of course.
Okay. You know, this is an excellent question. I mean, if this guy, if the president of Columbia University is saying that they are the world center of Jewish studies, then why don't they study the Holocaust? Well, that is the question of the century, isn't it, Hashem? I mean, this is one of the things when I deal with people.
Is trying to do. You know, did you notice,
I mean,
Mark?
There isn't, Hashem, there isn't an event in history. I mean, for example, I just read a news story the other day that said that they have just uncovered the probably the footings or the foundation of Herod's the temple, Herod's temple in Jerusalem. There isn't an historical event in history that is not has not been currently revisited and looked at from different angles. There is nothing
The book is closed on, except when it comes to the Holocaust. The point that everybody's trying to make here is there is nothing sacred. People have studied the Bible. People have researched the Bible. People have researched God himself. And this is an event in history, and all people are saying is, let's take a look at it. And when you want to try to take a look at it, people call you absurd, uneducated. You know, I have dissected Lee Ballinger's speech or introduction, and there's like about four different ideas that come out. Number one, he's worried about homosexuals in Iran, as if, you know, we're talking about this guy wanting to kill us all. That's what the media want us to believe. And all we can throw at this guy is like, oh, you're doing this to your homosexuals. Like, what? Is that the most important matter in the United States for Lee Ballinger? And then he and then he goes.
You never
into
know.
The Holocaust.
I mean, I'll look at his hairdo.
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert in hairdos, you know. And then he goes, "You denied the Holocaust. How absurd of you!" And then he goes, "You want the destruction of Israel." And then he made it a point to make Columbia University is the world center for Jewish studies, and there are 800 Columbia alumni live in Israel. Can you believe that?
Well, yes, this is what I'm saying. I mean, whether it's Ballinger or whether it's Mike Huckabee or whether it's Mitt Romney, right now there is a circus going on in this country between the politicians, anybody who makes up the intelligentsia. They're all in this contest right now to see who is willing to go the furthest in appeasing the Jewish lobby. I mean, I'm sure that you read about Mitt Romney and the ad that he took out in a major American newspaper saying that Ahmadinejad should be handed an indictment for genocide and war crimes. And I mean, it is shameless how far these people are willing to go in order to appease the demands of a foreign lobby.
Okay, Mark, let's stay with that point right there, the genocide. Now, when did Ahmadinejad or Iran was involved in a genocide? I don't know when. I'm not saying that Ahmadinejad and Iran is the perfect country. You know, every country, now we have to remember, we went over to this country called Iraq and destroyed it. That country is a neighbor to Iran. Then we went also, well, we did that before we went to Iraq, we went to Afghanistan, which is on the other side of Iran. What do we expect the Iranians to do? Just sit there and watch us destroy these countries around them and not to do anything? Of course, Iran is going to react to the situation that we have created. But if anybody needs to be handed an indictment of a genocidal behavior or activities, it's the United States government.
Yes.
1 million Iraqis dead. Millions are wounded, many maimed for life. Who should be handed down an indictment? Anyhow, we will be right back, and we'll continue this after the break, and welcome your phone calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are discussing the visit by the President of Iran, Ahmadinejad, to Columbia University, and how this man who represented academia in the United States, he represented America in introducing Ahmadinejad, had disgraced himself, and of course disgraced us with him, because now people in the world looking at us and thinking and saying that we are a horrible host, that we have no morals, none whatsoever, of how to treat a guest in our house, well, or in our homes. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Bob in Texas. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Hashim.
Hi.
I do have a comment, but I wanted to make a statement. Based on your recording,
okay.
I don't know why you chose to play the recording of Mr. Bollinger and all of the applause he received, and that's it, and stop right there. That actually appears to me to be that you were trying to reach whatever few people in the world may not have heard it, and you should have at least played a little bit of Ahmadinejad's speech where you can hear that he received some applause himself. Okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Okay, that's my comment.
Okay.
Now, here's what I really wanted to say. I think that one of the messages that needs to get out to the world, and when I say the world, I mean Europe, Asia, the rest of the world, is that what the world witnessed in the words that Mr. Bollinger said the other day was what we citizens have been subjected to for at least 20 years, okay? Mr. Bollinger was just repeating the propaganda that we have been subjected to by our media for 20 years, and it's gotten worse, okay? So that is what the rest of the world needs to see here, all right, is that we don't have an accurate view of Iran. And we don't have an accurate view because our media has been, all Mr. Bollinger was doing was repeating what we have been told over and over and over and over again by our media. That is a key point that the world needs to realize.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Okay.
You know, Bob brings up a good point, and we did not mean that we only play Lee Bollinger's comments. We wanted to play Lee Bollinger's comments to show people how ridiculous it was. And also, if anyone watched who were in the in that theater or in that place, wherever they had the speech at or this event, you will see a lot of people with those skull caps, right? They are very visible. But also, when the president of Iran spoke, he did receive a lot more applause than Lee Bollinger. It's just what we're interested in, not what the president of Iran had said, because we very much said it, and we very much said his opinion, and you have heard his opinion. What we wanted to do is comment on what Lee Bollinger had said, more than what Ahmadinejad had said. That's why we played Lee Bollinger. But to all the people who are listening and who have not heard this before, that Ahmadinejad did receive a lot more applause than Lee Bollinger did. Okay, appreciate the call, Bob. Let's go to Byron in Canada. Go ahead, Byron.
Yeah, hey, hi. I just tuned in, so I hope nobody else has said anything about this. If the Holocaust is a fake, how come the Germans are going along with it for all these years? My stepson, he's married to my niece. He came from Germany, and he believes that the Holocaust happened and that those buildings there, the gas chambers, he thinks that they were the original ones from World War II, which I think most people realize they were built after World War II, what they're passing off as the gas chambers. My second question is, that meeting you guys are having in California, I heard there's an Armenian guy that's going to say something about the Jews were involved in the Holocaust. Could you talk about that? And third, what did the president of Iran actually say about homosexuals? Because on all the TV shows, they're saying he had no homosexuals, and yet there is no homosexuals in Iran. And yet I heard that I heard something different from you guys or from different shows that he never actually said that. Could you discuss those three, please, and I'll hang up and I'll listen to you.
Please. I also believe that the Holocaust did take place too. Now, the question is, and Ahmadinejad also believes that the Holocaust did take place, and I haven't seen anyone in the world who says that the Holocaust did not take place. I haven't seen anyone who denied the Holocaust, even the revisionist historians, even Zundel, even Germer. I never heard them saying, we deny that a Holocaust of some sort took place in or during World War II. Now, the question is, and the research is, how many people died? How did they die? Who all have died? You know, after all, the word Holocaust, it means a huge catastrophe where a lot of people died and a lot of people lost their lives. It's not just the Jews who died, and I don't know why we take this word Holocaust and branded it to be Jewish only and deprive other people of using that during the Holocaust, during World War II, a Holocaust took place, not just killed the Jews, but killed a lot of other people. Now, the question is, let's study. I'm not going to go in details here, and I'm not going to spend time because this is not we're not discussing the Holocaust, so we're not going to go in details, but I can tell you, those people who questioned the Holocaust, they questioned the means in which people died, and they questioned the numbers. The numbers have changed periodically. They went from 180-some thousand, where the Red Cross have said back in 1945,
to 6 million. The signs on Auschwitz have changed three times throughout history, where the number of people died. So as you see, all people are saying is, let's study the Holocaust. That's it. Let's study it. You know, if it's a historical fact, then let's study it. As far as the Armenian deal, I will have Mark comment on that, and we're not going to go through in details with that one. But let me respond to what Ahmadinejad meant when he said, we don't have homosexuals in Iran. Now, as someone who came from that part of the world, I understand what he meant. And I would say that we don't have homosexuals in that part of the world. Now, is that statement purely correct? Is that pure? Is that an absolute answer? No, it is not. But what he meant is homosexuality and gays and lesbians in Muslim countries is you do not see it. The very few people who are engaged in this sort of activities, they're not out there. So when Ahmadinejad said we don't have homosexuals, he meant what he said. Now, to the American mind and the Western mind, that has homosexuals running around all over the place very openly. We have politicians who say they are homosexuals. We have priests who say they are homosexuals. We have governors who say they are homosexuals. So homosexuals in our Western mind become a normal thing. People, it's okay to do it. That's the society that we live in. This is how our brains, this is how our psyche is basically being trained to understand what we mean when we say, do we have homosexuality or we don't have homosexuality. Now, I'm sure there are some homosexuals in Iran, very few of them, and I can tell you one thing, there will be, you see, forget about the law, forget about what the police are going to do to you if they catch you. It is the society. It's one of the most degrading labels that you can put on a man in a Muslim world. That's why we failed in Iraq, because we did not understand that culture. No one is going to come out and say, I am gay in a Muslim country or in an Arab country. The society will not allow him, not because they're going to kill him, but he will be killing himself in the society where no one will even talk to him. That's how bad this label is in a Muslim and an Arab country. And that's what Ahmadinejad meant when he meant we don't have homosexuals. And I guarantee you there are homosexuals in Iran, very, very few. Mark? Is Mark still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to add?
No, I think that is, and you know, I understood that this was what he was trying to say when he gave the answer that he did. He wasn't saying that there were not gay people in Iran. He was saying that it was not the issue that it is here. And really, I can't add any more to it than what you did. Of course, as I said in the beginning of this hour, it just is another manifestation of this juvenile mindset. It's like, I mean, who were these kids? Were they a bunch of 12 or 13-year-old kids in a middle school, or was this supposed to be a college where they're sitting there giggling and laughing at this world leader when he gives an answer of this sort? And I would just like to respond to something that Bob from Texas said before. He is exactly right. I mean, that Ahmadinejad was basically subjected to what the rest of us have been subjected to, and I wouldn't say for the last 20 years, but rather for the last 50. And also, too, one of the things that I think has been missed in the discussion, or at least I have not heard it yet, basically what they have done is they have done this as a means of making an example of Ahmadinejad, just as they did with Bill Clinton when when he was blackmailed with the Lewinsky affair and they impeached him. You know, they were sending this out as a message to all American politicians, that if we can get this guy, who is the most powerful man, not just in the country, but in the world, If we can get him, then we can do this to you as well. Now, imagine that you're a world leader, and particularly a leader of a Middle Eastern country somewhere, and you're seeing the way that Ahmadinejad is being treated in this country. It is going to go a long way towards making you much more compliant, much more obedient, much less incendiary with your comments, for the simple reason that you don't want to be made the butt of the jokes when you come to visit the United States. So I think that this is something that, that we have to keep in mind as well. Remember, to them, everything, they do everything for visual effect. And so the way that they pilloried him and made a fool of him like this, this was a means of conditioning the rest of the world's leaders into and making them understand that, that this is where you will be if you don't play ball with us.
Very good, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, would like to hear from you. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And let's go back to the phones with Mitchell in Texas. Mitchell, you're up.
I agree with you. It's very disgusting the way the president of Colombia presented his speech. No one should be subjected to that, especially when you invite them there. Moving a bit beyond that,
Let's make sure you're talking about the president of Columbia University.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes, not Columbia, the country.
Because we have a country called Columbia.
My topic is what the other guy from Texas also brought up, but following up on that, he said correctly, in my view, from what limited amount I know, you know, in Central Texas here, that we get lies from the media who are frequently fed lies from the government, from embedded reporters with the media. Of course, we're going to hear their side of the story or what the subject comes down from the government. But moving a bit beyond that, too, can you, as someone who, I don't know if you grew up over there or you're just still in touch with over there or what, give us a source like on the internet or some independent reporters where we can find out day to day what life is like in Iran? Because I think it's very important as we're trying to convince or tell other people that we're being fed these lies from the media. Well, they come back to me and they say, well, what's really going on? How can you tell me that's not the case when you don't know yourself? So I'd like to be able to have a source, whether it be, you know, a newspaper publication that's online or that I can get at the library or something. But how do I find out sort of the real story? Or as a simple example, what he really said about Israel or what he really said about the Holocaust. So
okay. Very good. Thanks for the call, Mitchell.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not from Iran. I'm originally from Palestine, which is an Arab country, and Iran is Persian, but it's a Muslim country, so the society and culture are very similar between the various Muslim countries, even though not all of them are Arab. Now, how life is in Iran, it's, of course, a little bit different than here, because Iran is being run, the system is very much, think of the United States being run by the Bible. That's what Iran is being run by, the Muslim Islamic scriptures and by the Quran, by the teachings of the prophet, peace be upon him, of how to conduct your life. For instance, you're not going to find bars in Iran. You're not going to find lesbians and homosexuals and gays in the street. You're not going to find people kissing, sitting on a parks bench, kissing. You're not going to find the what we call freedoms, and I put that between, you know, quotations, the freedoms that we have here. You're not going to see it there because the religion does not allow this sort of behavior in public. But as far as freedom, you know, all you have to do is go on the internet and you will see a lot of Iranian scholars who write. You know, I can't give you a website right now because I don't have a website ready for you, but you can go and just Google Iran and press in Iran or whatever, life in Iran. You will find the truth of what's going on. It is not a closed society. Iran is not a closed society, even though it is being run by a system of government that is based on Islamic teachings,
but it is not a closed society. It's an open society. This man is not a dictator. If the president of Columbia University knows anything about education, he should have known that this man was elected. He should have known that this man is not a dictator, and far from it, because he's not. By the way, his opinion and his decision is not final in Iran. You have, there's another system of government in Iran that basically the elders system, which is the clergymen, they control the last word. And then you have the Ali Khamenei, who is the supreme leader of the revolution. He has the last word over this guy. Now, I hear the music coming up, which means we have a break coming up, and we will continue with this when we come back. We will continue in a couple of seconds.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me answer a couple of the questions that Mitchell had raised. And then in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we will be discussing what kind of a government do we have now What kind of, do we still have a republic, a democracy, or somebody had taken over something that looks like a coup? We'll talk about that in the next hour. But Mitchell asked, what did the president of Iran say when it came to the destruction of Israel and the Holocaust? What he said about the Holocaust is this: I don't deny the Holocaust, but if we still do research on math and science, which is known to be math and physics, which is known to be as an absolute science or pure science, we still doing research on that. Why can't we do a research on an event that took so many people's lives and the destruction that it had done? So why can't we? And that's all he said. He did not say he did not deny the Holocaust. He said we would like to study it. That's all he said. And as far as the destruction of Israel, he never said that he wants to destroy Israel. He never said he wants to wipe Israel off of anything. What he meant is change the regime in Israel. The regime in Israel is a racist regime that is killing the Palestinians. It is bringing people from all over the world and giving them land that does not belong to them. It belongs to the Palestinians. The form of government in Palestine is it's a Jewish state, and the Palestinians have no say-so, none whatsoever. And all he said about it is have the people do a referendum of what kind of government they want, what kind of a regime they want in Palestine. That's all he said. He said, you know, there's nothing wrong with changing the regimes. You know, we changed the regime in South Africa. We changed the regime in Yugoslavia, in Czechoslovakia, in the Soviet Union. And the people, you know, we did not, no genocidal activities taking place when those regimes were changed. So that's what he said. He does not want to wipe anyone off the map. He just wants the face of the earth. And as Lee Ballinger at the end said, oh, sir, are you also going to wipe us out too? I mean, how ridiculous that is. Mark, we have a couple of minutes left. Would you like to add to as far as like what Ahmadinejad said about the destruction of Israel and the Holocaust?
Yeah, you know, first of all, what we have to keep in mind, and I know I'm pretty much preaching to the choir here because I assume that most of the people at least listening to this program understand what the game is, but nevertheless, you know, this is something, unfortunately, that does need to be repeated because there are so many Americans who just don't get it. You know, I mean, with everything that has taken place, particularly in the last 3 years, all of the facts that have been revealed concerning how we were lied to get us into this war, 4,000 of our young people killed over in Iraq. And the American people, they, you know, they should be up in arms over this, but they're not. And now we're going into another mess. And that is why we have to keep pounding away at this issue.
All right, Mark, very good. We will catch this in the second hour. We're going to talk about what kind of government do we have here. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.